A reading from the book of Genesis. After the man Adam had eaten of the tree, the Lord God called to the man and asked him, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." Then he asked, "Who told you that you were naked? You have eaten then from the tree which I had forbidden you to eat." The man replied, "The woman whom you put here with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, so I ate it." The Lord God then asked the woman, "Why did you do such a thing?" The woman answered, "The serpent tricked me into it, so I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you shall be banned from all the animals and from all the wild creatures. On your belly shall you crawl, and dirt shall you eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between you and your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head while you strike at his heel." The man called his wife Eve because she had become the mother of all of the living. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Has gone wondrous deeds. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the beloved. In him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory, we who first hoped in Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to Luke. Glory to the Lord. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I would first like to welcome those Christistas. There are monthly Ultrea meeting is here at St. Robert Bellarmine, so I want to welcome them. Ultrea means a Spanish for onward. Those of it had made a Crisio, this is kind of a second, another step, and then you meet kind of as a floating group to gather, to encourage each other for spiritual strength and growth. So definitely we need a lot of that here in our church. So if you've never made a Crisio, I'd ask you strongly consider, I've mentioned that quite a few times throughout this past year. So again, we want to welcome you, Crisistas Decolores. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I think every person has in his mind, in his heart, the image of the one he loves. It is made up of thoughts, of memories, dreams, ideals. And then one day someone appears. It's often called love at first sight. It is not love at first sight. It's love at second sight. Every great love is a dream come true. And that's why love is very much like music. We hear music for the first time and we like it. Why? Because we already got that music inside our own hearts. Now, when God became man, or when he willed it, from the very creation of the world, he had a dream about a mother. The woman who would be his mother when he would take on human flesh, would decide the time of his birth, the circumstances, the details. He thought of her long, long before she was born. She was the dream come true. She was the world's first love. This excerpt was taken by Venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen in his book, The World's First Love. And I marvel how God works, how he weaves together the threads of our very lives to tell a story. And this solemnity today gives us that supreme example of that. We honor our Blessed Mother Mary in her Immaculate Conception. The creation of Mary in her mother's womb. And we are awed once more at how God works. God so loved the world, we've heard so many times, that in the fullness of time, he gave the world his only begotten Son. Yet today, we recall how he gave us Mary, the perfect vessel to contain his Son, a woman unstained by original sin, so that from the moment of her conception, she was immaculate. In doing that, God set the stage for the beautiful event that we just heard in today's gospel, the Annunciation, which brought about another conception. When Mary conceived Jesus in her womb. This day, we celebrate. This day, we remember. This day is a salvation. A salvation that began long before the first gospel was written, long before Calvary, long before the stable at Bethlehem. The solemnity of the Immaculate Conception is where Mary's story begins. And in a sense, our story too. This begins the glorious chain of events that led to our salvation. So attention to this glorious event. Attention to this miraculous event must be paid. We need to hold this glorious event close to our hearts. Let us give thanks to Almighty God. And let us be reminded that with God, nothing is impossible. And God took upon himself a new nature, and from this woman, Christ is born. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please stand now as we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and life of the world to come. Amen. In her Immaculate Conception, Mary is revealed as the second Eve. She is God's new beginning for our race. As we honor her today, let us join her in prayer to our Heavenly Father.
For Holy Church, that she may grow towards the perfection of Mary, our destiny and our hope, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our world, that through prayer and penance it may enter an age of peace, the triumph of Mary's heart, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the pure in heart, that they may spread decency and harmony throughout society, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For ourselves, that she who is full of grace may help us on our pilgrimage, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed, that they may rejoice forever with the Blessed Mother in heaven, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, hear us as we pray. With the Immaculate Ever-Virgin Mary, chosen before the world was made, to be the mother of Jesus, your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Please join us in our hymn of preparation, Mary's Song. The music is on page 480 of your hymnal.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord make the sacrifice and your praise
for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and for all his holy church.
Graciously accept the saving sacrifice which we offer you, O Lord, on the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and grant that as we profess her on account of your prevenient grace to be untouched by any stain of sin, so through her intercession we may be delivered from all our faults. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you preserve the most blessed Virgin Mary from all stain of original sin, so that in her endowed with the rich fullness of your grace, you might prepare a worthy mother for your Son. And signifying the beginning of the church, his beautiful bride, without spot or wrinkle. She the most pure virgin to bring forth a Son, the innocent Lamb who would wipe away our offenses. You placed her above all others, to be for your people an advocate of grace and a model of holiness. And so in company with the choirs of angels, we praise you, and with joy we